1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Transportation Department rolling out a new rule ordering airlines to refund customers whose flights are canceled or delayed significantly. ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez explains.
Passengers must now get automatic cash refunds when a flight is canceled for any reason or delayed by more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than 6 hours for international. But there's more here. If the airline changes any of your airports, adds connections, downgrades your seat, or even changes your plane to one that's less accessible for those with disabilities, those are all new reasons for cash refunds.
At the U.S. Supreme Court, protests going on as justices hear arguments on an Idaho abortion law that bans the procedure to save the life, but not necessarily the health of the mother. Doctors say they aren't sure if they can perform emergency abortions. Pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses continue today. House Speaker Mike Johnson will be at Columbia University speaking with Jewish students. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are splitting their votes on the foreign aid package to send $95 billion more aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Democrat Tammy Baldwin tells the Journal Sentinel that conditions and safeguards in the package allay her concerns about sending weapons to Israel. Ron Johnson says he voted against it for a lack of meaningful reforms on the U.S. southern border. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A man is charged with killing his ex-girlfriend on a bike trail in Janesville last week. Logan Barclay appeared in court Monday. Barclay tells police he took Kirsten Hansen on a walk and they argued about the possibility Hansen might be pregnant. The criminal complaint said he told investigators he snapped and shot Hansen and left her to die. Two people say they found Hansen's body on the Peace Trail along the Rock River. Online retail giant Amazon is now delivering groceries to homes in the Madison area. The subscription service for Prime members costs about $10 a month and about half that for people on public assistance. The subscription comes with unlimited delivery on orders over $35 from Whole Foods, Amazon Fresh, and some other local stores. Amazon first started delivering groceries to Prime members in Columbus, Ohio, Denver, and Sacramento late last year. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defense. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been my little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about because that just didn't, you know, I didn't sit right with anybody in our, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. Then on Friday, it'll be cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, 63. Rain and thunderstorms will continue through most of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight? date number.
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude and you make it the greatest radio show ever. Dom returns to the airwaves Wednesday. No court for Trump, but plenty of politics. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I think everybody has made their own assessment of President Trump's character, and so far as I know, you don't pay someone $130,000 not to have sex with you.
Oh, my. Has Mitt Romney, have we finally pinned the Mitt Romney outrage meter? Oh, my goodness.
Attention. This is an alert from the Mitt Romney outrage system.
Also tawdry.
The Mitt Romney outrage level has been elevated from troubling to appalling.
Oh, dear.
When the Mitt Romney outrage level is at appalling, take special care in public places when doing normal everyday tasks, such as operating your car elevator or grooming your dressage horse.
Oh, dear.
However, it is important that in a Mitt Romney appalling state of outrage, you continue to go about your business of supporting every Donald Trump policy.
Yes.
Otherwise, the terrorists win.
Okay.
This change in Mitt Romney outrage status is more severe than last month's change from bothersome to disconcerting, but not as alarming as in 2018 when the system went from upsetting to unpleasant.
Ooh.
This has been an alert from the Mitt Romney outrage system.
Yeah.
We now return to the regularly scheduled programming of 101 Strings performing the greatest hits of the Ramones.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I remember that. We all remember where we were the last time Mitt Romney found something unpleasant.
Disconcerting.
Thank you, Sean. Sean is on my box. Can I just say
he is
good? Unlike my phone system, which I can't get to operate.
What is happening?
All right, so Mom in Florida.
Oh,
all right. Yeah, it's not working. Mom in Florida's got tickets to Sexy Liberal Atlanta. First time we've been to Atlanta. Very exciting. Gibson tweets, we're ecstatic. We got our Sexy Liberal VIP ticket. See you in Philly on Saturday with hugs ablazing. Glenn Kirshner, we saved our Team Justice note from you and stickers from 2020 and are bringing them for smiles. Hooray! Hooray! Oh, there she is. Hi, Mom in Florida.
Hi, Mama. How are you?
Good.
I'm so excited because Pop's got his tickets this morning to Atlanta. I kind of cried him into it, I gotta be honest.
This is very exciting.
But I'm in the Twitch chat, and the Twitch chat made sure that I tell you that they love you so much.
We love you back. I love you, Twitch, and I can't wait to see you in Atlanta. It's our first time. Now I can't hang up on her ever. Wow, this phone system is fantastic.
Saving a lot of money.
Don't forget, sexyliberal.com is the...
We have serious problems to solve. This is like Watergate, only it's worse.
We are all here to save the world.
Hello, sexy liberal.
Stephanie Miller, sexy liberal. Save the world. Comedy tour is underway.
It's very important and very important to me.
Next up at the the Fillmore in the birthplace of America, Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, it's worth $50.
Saturday, April 27th, with Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangela, and Hal Sparks. Special panel guests, Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from JERS, and Lindy Lee.
I will say this, stop it.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. April 27th in Philadelphia at the Fillmore. And these dates on the way.
May 11th, Madison. May 18th, Albuquerque. June 1st, Seattle. June 22nd, Denver. July 13th, Boston. July 27th, Atlanta. August 3rd, New York. August 7th, Chicago. September 7th, Portland. September 21st, Durham, North Carolina. September 28th, Phoenix. October 12th, Kansas City. November 2nd, Los Angeles. January 18th, 2025, Washington, D.C.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Every time we play that, I'm like, what have I done? Oh, didn't someone in this trial already say that? What they wanted when they realized that they had helped, gotten Trump installed illegally in the Oval Office? One of them said, "What have we done?" Mm-hmm. Somebody from the National Enquirer, forget now which reporter, said to the other one, "What have we done?" Which is pretty much admitting that was illegal campaign interference to get Donald Trump. Uh-huh. Okay. In my HaHa file, Bella's Mike tweets, some of the 49 migrants DeSantis had flown to Martha's Vineyard are now eligible to work in the U.S. thanks to his trafficking. His stunt sped up their eligibility.
Yep.
Okay. That's in my Niener file. Pardon me. Okay. Charles says, from Georgia says, someone should ask Kevin McCarthy, if Trump was president and Biden was on trial, would his position be the same over the president applying pressure to drop the trial, quote, for the good of the nation?
Computer says no.
What do you think, Charles? Oh, and he also says, yes, I got my tickets for July, because he knew that was going to be my next question. Well, did you get your Atlanta tickets? Okay. This is why I'm wearing my squad t-shirt. Charlotte Clymer said, sorry, let me get this straight. Some of the far left is angry at Representative AOC because she understands that Trump and the GOP would be magnitudes worse for innocent civilians in Gaza, and thus she's pragmatically supporting President Biden. Do these folks love being out of power? Thank you. I thought she was very eloquent, as was Ilhan Omar when she was asked, are you supporting President Biden? She didn't hesitate a second. She said, of course, our democracy's on the line. And I read these tweets yesterday, but I just thought they were so important. Mehdi Hassan tweeted, let's be clear, if you're attacking or abusing Jews for being Jews, for their clothing, language, customs, or ethnicity, you're an awful person, you're a bigot, an anti-Semite, and you're no friend of Palestine or the Palestinians. Right. Dina Obadallah, who is Palestinian, said, there's no place for anti-Jewish hate in support of Palestinian humanity. If you're an anti-Semite, do not support Palestinians because we do not want you.
Exactly.
I just think it's just important to have moral clarity about all of that. We have 18. The president was asked about this yesterday.
Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
There you go.
I think he is thread a really, really difficult needle here. Yeah. And anyway, we said Dean on a couple of days ago, I thanked him because he's always been a very strong voice against anti-Semitism. And as we were saying, some of these protests began the day after October 7th. That is not about supporting the Palestinian cause. That is anti-Semitic.
Yes.
Okay. Ron tweets, the irony of Trump coming up with fake news epithet to describe mainstream media outlets is that he was literally running an orchestrated and coordinated fake news operation with David Pecker at the time. I was trying to just get back to St. Pecker because I had been off Pecker for quite a while. Since the 90s, really. And Mark tweets, among the National Enquirer headlines that boosted Trump's 2016 campaign, bungling surgeon Ben Carson left sponge in patient's brain. Oh, my God, I remember this story.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz's father linked to Kennedy assassination, yet Carson and Cruz later sucked up to Trump. No self-respect, no respect for the voters. I mean, it really is extraordinary. I mean, right? I guess we knew that at the time about Ted Cruz, but our caller is so correct. Please, God, Texas, vote for Colin Allred. Ted Cruz is just such a spineless weasel, not to mention that he was one of, like, the key insurrectionists. I mean, all right. And one more, Randy Mayhem Singer. She said, I get that women are attracted to power and money. I do. But when it comes in the form of an illiterate, piss-frosted, vagine-necked, combed-over Jabba the Hutt perpetually sharting into a diaper, that I will never get. I feel like she won Twitter just for today.
Just that.
Okay.
That alone.
All right. I'm saving some of these 2016 quotes for Malcolm Nance because that's funny because he tried to warn us.
He did. I read the
Don't
book.
You wish that Obama was tapping with three P's, wiretapping Trump Tower?
I wish.
Like Trump said he was tapping
mm-hmm.
with three P's? Because can you imagine what else happened at Trump Tower? We know the Trump-Russia collusion meeting was there, mm-hmm. which was absolutely collusion. We know the National Enquirer, the whole catch-and-kill scheme was hatched there. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what we don't know? What else? What other f***ery happened at Trump Tower? I mean,
WikiLeaks.
Huh?
All the RNC.
WikiLeaks!
All the RNC data. He's
Do we
got
have
it.
Him saying, remember of all the annoying vocal tics that he has? Wasn't that one of them? WikiLeaks!
People.
Yeah, people.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks! WikiLeaks! How many times did he say that during the 2016?
WikiLeaks!
Shut up!
WikiLeaks! WikiLeaks! WikiLeaks!
People are saying that WikiLeaks. I really feel like I'm losing. Look at my little accordion hands. I can't. Because seriously.
People.
Are we ever going to believe that we survived this time? How, Jody, when was it? How long ago was the escalator?
What year is it? Oh. 9 years ago.
I mean, I don't mean to be a whiny little poopy diaper bitch like Trump, but oh my God.
Yeah, it was 2015, wasn't it? Yeah.
When will he go away? We still, look at this. Still sullies my soundbite list every day.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. Very, very unfair. By the way.
Look at my little tiny accordion.
I'm sorry.
Can't. Sean, I can't. You at least vet some time off. You're in nursing school. You're trying to do something productive with your life. You only have to come back when Chris is on vacation. This is our life. Wait. So unfair. Sean left and it's the exact same, right? Couldn't that be a soundbite from however many years ago? Yeah. It's the same thing. Very unfair. Yeah. Look at my flapping cat anus lips. Look at my, look at the different color orange I am.
Vagina neck.
Vagina!
Look at my vagina neck. My neck looks like a, okay. He needs, can I just say, as a liberal helper, he needs a, you know, vaginal rejuvenation on his
vagina.
Neck.
Vagina!
I'm sorry, I really apologize for mentioning Trump in bike shorts. I don't know how that came up with Bob Seska, but I just don't. Gross. You just picture like Jabba the Hutt amounts of orange
please,
blubber, and
please
then just
that.
But you can see a tiny like a mushroom cap just
please,
right
please
in the like a little.
That. Please don't do that.
What's the thing like button mushrooms in the salad bar? Just you can see that just the little outline of a. Okay. Oh, please. Could you have some more, Sean? Because I'd love
to. By the way, this trial is all Biden. You know, this is all Biden, just in case anybody has any
questions. Is it unfair?
And they're keeping me in a courtroom that's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom all day long. Well, he's out campaigning. That's probably an advantage because he can't campaign. Nobody knows.
I can't. I can't with the echoing. Like, his voice isn't annoying enough. Very unfair. Sitting there all day cold. I'm so cold.
Sad.
Okay, can we just, you know what, we can dispense with the echoey. Oh my God, it's like his voice, but then echoing back again. Oh my God, like a psychotic boomerang. Okay, all right, I need to talk to Sue in Rockville for a minute. Hi, Sue. Hello.
Hey, we are so excited and looking forward to seeing everyone Saturday night.
Me.
You know, this is my first big trip since my knee replacement, and we're in. If I have to stop and stretch, I'll stop and stretch. But okay. We will be there.
Yay, we can't wait to see you. Big hug.
Thank you. Listen, people seem to have forgotten the Tea Party. It's hard for me to remember, and people don't remember that back in 2009, the racism against having our first black president was so incredible. This grassroots, remember the grassroots spontaneous Tea Party that turned out to be completely astroturf, funded by the Koch brothers just to spread racism, division, and hate
yeah.
all erupted? Well, I'm seeing tremendous parallels with these supposedly pro-Palestinian, or what we're seeing is pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic tirades. So it begs the question, who's funding them? These planned events, whether it's the bridge stoppings, the protests on campus, those are expensive. Setting up tents, it's expensive.
I know.
Who's,
you know what,
paying for them?
I know. And Sue, honestly, yesterday I was thinking, I don't understand any of this. Jewish students have nothing to do with Netanyahu's policies.
Exactly.
Palestinian students have nothing to do with Hamas.
Exactly.
This is so absurd that this is going on here. You know,
yeah, it's
ridiculous. Just, stop it. Damn kids, get off my lawn. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, Chris, I think he probably, you know, we took a travel baggie, I'm guessing, because otherwise all those muscles, they would just, you know, like when you deflate like a moonwalk. That's what would happen if he didn't have his Power Life High Impact Protein. Okay, Tony Horton, P90X guy. I used to do P90X, and he got shingles. And you know, if you know anything about shingles, what is it, Jody?
It doesn't care.
No. It is a bastard person in the form of a disease. And he thought he wasn't going to make it. Now he is 65. He's feeling amazing, looking better than ever. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. Give yourself a little boost. It comes in whey or plant protein. You mix one scoop in with your favorite beverage, supercharge your muscle growth, boost your energy, help you slim down, and build muscle even without exercise. My friend Wanda, still recovering from cancer, and she started using this to build up her muscle mass again. Obviously, we exercise as well, but this is just an amazing product. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use the code fitness to save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
This is wild. I never heard anything like this in my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice Up Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator, Gaylord Nelson, created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm yours. I am yours. Particularly you, Linda, who writes, Steph, love you and your show. Longtime listener, podcast subscriber. Just recently made the leap to subscribing for a full year from being a monthly subscriber. Yes, commitment, Linda. All about it. I've been listening to your show long enough to know that National Beaver Day was April. And thank you. Yes, thank you.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Because another listener told you about it. My mom is, I'm taking care of my mom. She's coping with growing older. Lately, she's had some issues with her hearing. This week, I got an alert on my phone about Caitlin Clark being drafted to the Indiana Fever. I read the alert to my mom. She had a look of confusion and horror, asked why a women's basketball team would be named the Indiana Beavers. I had to tell her not the Beavers, the Fever. She burst out laughing for a solid minute or two and finally said that that's a relief. I had to share this with you because you and the Mooks, because I know my weird tribe of misfit toys will appreciate it. Love you and your show and your Beaver-loving mom. Thank you, Linda.
That would be funny.
We love you and your filthy, filthy mother. Okay. All right. Phil Mattingly on CNN talking about a whiny baby. Whiny court baby.
Mm-hmm. Also, the idea of, you know, for somebody who wasn't campaigning a lot heading into this trial, maybe once a week, once every couple of weeks, making very clear that he would have been campaigning on a very regular basis, that he not had to be involved in this trial, even though he voluntarily had gone to courthouses repeatedly over the course of the last several months and made that a central part of his campaign as well. And there's no indication that either from a financial perspective or from a political perspective, they had grand plans to be traveling a lot. It is very clear he's cold.
Okay. As Bob Seska said, get Grandma a shawl and shut up. Bob in Asheville. Hi, Bob. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Can I support some science?
Yes, please.
The reason they're keeping the room cold is because warm air rises, yep. And that rises its stench throughout the whole courtroom. And cold air settles to the floor. That keeps its stench on the floor. And I think Bernie would probably lend him some mittens. And let's remind Jesse Waters how many hours Hillary sat through her hearings.
Thank you.
And didn't whine and complain.
Oh, my God. Sat for what, 12 hours for question 11?
The thing on his neck? Yeah. Right. The thing on his neck, I think that's curtain meat, isn't it? Or meat curtain?
Yes.
Didn't Chris say?
Yes. Chris called Lady Parts meat curtains.
Yes, he did.
But, you know, one of our listeners...
That's on his neck.
Yeah, one of our listeners' husband has uses the far more romantic mud flaps. Okay. All right. Thank you, Bob. Reminding me of that. I just get a little bit there every time. Daddy's home. Open up them mud flaps. Okay. Hey, Malcolm Nance is next. And Coffee with Carlos Alzraki. All coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Transportation Department rolling out a new rule ordering airlines to refund customers whose flights are canceled or delayed significantly. ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez explains.
Passengers must now get automatic cash refunds when a flight is canceled for any reason or delayed by more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than 6 hours for international. But there's more here. If the airline changes any of your airports, adds connections, downgrades your seat, or even changes your plane to one that's less accessible for those with disabilities. Those are all new reasons for cash refunds.
At the U.S. Supreme Court, protests going on as justices hear arguments on an Idaho abortion law that bans the procedure to save the life, but not necessarily the health of the mother. Doctors say they aren't sure if they can perform emergency abortions. Pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses continue today. House Speaker Mike Johnson will be at Columbia University speaking with Jewish students. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials from the village of Alloway are urging state officials to close the Green Bay State Prison. They came to Madison yesterday to make their case. State Representative David Steffen points out the Green Bay Prison is 126 years old and overcrowded. Local officials say the prison is a danger to the safety of the surrounding community. Cash loans on smartphone apps can land a person even deeper in debt. Lucia Constantine of the Center for Responsible Lending says there are better options.
I would recommend reaching out to their credit union or banking institution to see if they can get some sort of small dollar loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction celebrated its 30th anniversary last weekend in Hollywood. Gathering for the celebration were cast members Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman, Harvey Keitel, and John Travolta. The event was held at Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard and was part of the TMC Classic Film Festival. The film was released in 1994 and was the follow-up to Tarantino's first film, Reservoir Dogs. Anne Hathaway recently talked about making out with several different actors in front of casting directors to see if there was chemistry. Hathaway said she went along with the antiquated practice in the early 2000s because she didn't want to be considered difficult. She said it was really awkward when the producers made it seem like she should be excited to make out with so many different guys in front of them. Hathaway produced and stars in the new film, The Idea of You, which will be released May 2nd and only makes out with people she wants to these days. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. Then on Friday, it'll be cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, 63. Rain and thunderstorms will continue through most of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
In her next episode, Maggie addresses all the debauchery coming out of the Trump trial. Sleeping? Farting? What else could happen live?
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
For, you know, a while. Mitch McConnell, one more on Ukraine. Here we go.
It means greater risk that American forces would become involved in conflict. It means more costly deployments of our military and steeper military requirements to defend against aggression.
Oh, somebody's been saying that. Oh, that's it. This guy.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're in Brazil. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Yes.
Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, hi, Malcolm Nance. Hi.
Hi. You know, I've known you for what, about 10 years now?
Something. Yeah.
I've yet to see that poll.
I'll bust it out
here
for you.
Dance it on.
Well, we're talking about New York Sexy Liberal, which you're going to try to do August 3rd. I will bring the poll. Just saying.
All right, finally. You know, we have a little truth in advertising there. So anything new?
Well, let's start with Ukraine, since I just played Mitch McConnell. Obviously, Mike Johnson, somebody said the intelligence he saw must have been scary AF. For him to, you know, to turn and, you know, go against Moscow, what are we calling her? Moscow Madge, mm-hmm. Marjorie Taylor Greene and others in their little treason caucus. And finally get some aid to Ukraine, right, that you've been screaming about forever, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I have a vested interest in what happens in Ukraine. I've fought in Ukraine on the side of the Ukrainians. I have people in the units in combat now. So to me, it's personal. But to Moscow Mike, I'm not so sure he had a religious epiphany by CIA Director Bill Burns giving him the lowdown on what would happen with Russia. I think it's a little simpler than that. The $61 or $62 billion that's going to Ukraine is clearly a very, very large chunk of that is going to U.S. weapons manufacturers, particularly in, I think, Alabama, Arkansas, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, where they produce artillery shells, infantry fighting vehicles, and precision munitions like the Patriot missile system. Same with the money going to Israel. That kind of money talks when you're talking about coming into Congress.
Yeah.
You just cannot ignore your constituents who are the billionaires who are telling you, you really need to vote for this. This money's being spent in America.
You know, Malcolm, and also, as you know, I am not a conspiracy theorist. However, everything you've ever said about Trump Russia turned out to be true, that you tried to warn us about before 2016. I mean, you know, there are reports that Trump is conducting this shadow presidency, you know, talking to Netanyahu, talking to Putin, talking to MBS. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he was like, oh, don't worry, Putin, help me get installed again in 2024 and I'll just give Ukraine to you. I mean, I am suspicious of anything this Republican Party does right now, aren't you?
Well, you should be suspicious because they have done everything that they said they were going to do, and they've done everything we said they were hiding from us and were going to do. So they're a very easy read in that respect. So does it, Trump is conducting a shadow presidency. People have already seen it. Their world leaders have already come to Mar-a-Lago. You know, we had Viktor Orban down there. And I really do think that what I wrote in my 2018 book, The Plot to Destroy the Democracy, about the axis of autocracies.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Well,
they have an alliance together and they want to support each other.
Yeah. And also, Malcolm, I've got to get your take on, you know, this trial going on in New York this week, because I just keep saying it keeps echoing everything you said about 2016 and all of the, you know, effery that we didn't know is going on. I mean, imagine all the things that happened in Trump Tower. You wrote about the Trump Tower meeting with the Russians to collude, to illegally interfere in the election. This whole National Enquirer, you know, catch and kill hush money scheme was hatched in. I was saying, I wish that Obama did tap, wiretap Trump Tower, because imagine what we don't know. Right. But I mean, this is blatant election interference, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, nothing frustrates me more than understanding where that the American people have had an entire presidency hidden behind their backs for one reason. The news media was insanely lazy, just insanely lazy. They bought into Trump's intimidation. They bought into the game when he would shout at them. They bought into every lie. And now when I watch television in the morning, I hear people literally spouting things that I was called a conspiracy theorist about, and you were called a conspiracy theorist about, and, you know, other pundits who were shouting this back in 2017, 18, 19, and 20, yeah. That now you have, you know, Morning Joe is literally speaking like, plot to destroy democracy or plot to hack America, with clear knowledge that Trump is an unmitigated danger. Even Maggie Habermas that. But it took them 8 years to get there.
Well,
and democracy can't last that long.
You're absolutely right. Is that they just ate up these stories? I was Tristan Snell, our legal lad, because I just thought this is so interesting. Everything we've forgotten that happened in 2016, but he said Hillary Clinton, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, all could have defamation claims against Trump and the Inquirer now. How? Weren't the defamatory statements 7 to 9 years ago? The discovery rule, statute of limitations clock, does not start until plaintiffs discovered their claims. Oops. So they would have a claim. But I mean, when you think, Malcolm, of the amount of effery that Hillary Clinton endured between WikiLeaks and Russia and the National Enquirer and, as you say, the mainstream media, and still won by 3 million votes, it is really astounding that we find ourselves where we are today, isn't it?
Well, I think you're using the wrong technical term. It's not just effery, it's rat effery, right? Where these dirty tricks were engineered by the Trump campaign. And I think you have hit the nail on the head, you and Tristan Snell. I really think that people can actually file true defamation lawsuits where she can claim the damage that she suffered was the loss of an election, based on the fact that they engineered the news media. They engineered lies. They engineered stories. You know, Hillary, I remember that. Hillary Clinton close to death in September of 2016, and the news media took the National Enquirer and the Trump story campaign and ran with it everywhere.
Yep.
Right.
And meanwhile,
if I were her, I'd go for $100 million.
Yeah, she's busy doing back handsprings in the woods in Chappaqua now. But you know, it is so. I am sort of re-infuriated, you know, by all of it, because you're absolutely right. And the funny thing, as you know, disinformation, the term fake news, that was almost invented by Russia, right? I mean, the stories about Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, yada yada, were fake. The stories about Donald Trump that were killed were true. He was the one running the fake news operation, right?
Absolutely. And again, the press just ate it up, and they ran with it themselves. This is where we need to have a reinvigoration of what we used to call the news media. But if you look at the way David Pecker operated most of the time. It's sort of the way that the highest level leadership at national news works. NBC News, for NBC Universal, is run by a conservative. CNN was owned by a conservative. And they may not do deliberate catch and kill stories, but they can place emphasis on silliness as opposed to actual facts.
Yeah.
And that can be even more dangerous. The Russian term is disinformatsiya, right? Disinformation. Well, there's disinformation, which is where it's true, half true, partly lies. But there's also misinformation, where they lead you in another direction on the basis of what could be fact, but they don't expose you to all the facts.
Yeah.
And then there's just outright lies. And we saw that the Trump campaign mastered that because they knew the news media would enjoy working on those lies rather than go out and hunt for the truth.
Let me explain why I'm wearing an AOC Ilhan Omar squad shirt, because I appreciated Ilhan Omar, despite any differences with the president on Gaza. When she was asked, are you supporting President Biden? She did not hesitate a nanosecond. She said, absolutely, our democracy is on the line. AOC said something similar. Charlotte Clymer tweeted, sorry, let me get this straight. Some of the far left is angry at Representative AOC because she understands that Trump and the GOP would be magnitudes worse for innocent civilians in Gaza, and thus she's pragmatically supporting President Biden. Do these folks love being out of power? And I further, Malcolm, you know, I so appreciate, we had Dino Badala, who, as you know, is Palestinian, a couple days ago, and he tweeted, there is no place for anti-Jewish hate in support of Palestinian humanity. If you're an anti-Semite, do not support Palestinians because we do not want you. Please protest Netanyahu's brutal war crimes, his killing of thousands of Palestinian women and children, his collective punishment of 2 million people in Gaza, but do not target Jews for their faith. Mehdi Hassan said, let's be clear, if you're attacking or abusing Jews for being Jews, for their clothing, language, customs, or ethnicity, you're an awful person. You're a bigot, you're an anti-Semite, and you are no friend of Palestine or the Palestinians. I really appreciate those voices because I feel like this is what the president has been trying, this is the line he's been trying to walk, isn't it?
Sure, and he came out and made a very, very forceful statement yesterday of saying essentially that the college protests that are going on, we represent your, we respect your right to free speech, but there cannot be, disruption, attacks on individuals, attacks on race, ethnicity, or language or nationality, just because you have a situation that you would like to protest. I say this 100 times because I know you get as much grief about me as I get on my Twitter feed. I spent 40 years, other than being in Ukraine, protecting the Muslim people, fighting alongside of them, against the worst elements of terrorism in the world. But you know what I don't do? I don't judge people on the basis of whether they're a Muslim or whether they're a Christian or whether they're a Jew. I've been around all of them in Israel and the West Bank and every other country in the Middle East. We have to respect people for who they are. American Jews are Americans, all right? Jews anywhere in the world are just people, all right? If you don't respect what Netanyahu's doing, protest against Netanyahu. I'll be out there with you. There are big protests in Tel Aviv every day.
Yeah.
But you cannot attack individuals for what they wear on their head, which day that they pray in the week, which God that they pray to, Hindu, Muslim, deist, or whatever have you. All of you people should be exercising restraint of and being the and letting the better angels of your American values rise to the top. I have been around some of these protests on campus. There are open calls to support terrorist groups. There are open calls to attack Jews as individuals. That is just wrong. And you will find yourself on the receiving end of a material support to terrorism charge if you start behaving the way people did when they were supporting ISIS. You can't support Hamas openly in the United States. You can in word, but not in deed, by attacking people.
Well, let me just say, I will get tweets saying, I can't believe you had that genocide supporter Malcolm Nance on again. But I also got a tweet a couple days ago.
Tell him to get a dictionary, for Christ's sake.
I got a tweet a couple days ago saying, I can't believe you're having that genocide supporter Gene Obadala on, who hates the Palestinians.
What?
So they're just, people are confused.
Gene Obadala's family is in the West.
It doesn't matter.
Even as we speak.
It doesn't matter. It's social media. Okay. Anyway, love you, Malcolm Nance. Stay safe. August 3rd, put it on your calendar. New York Sexy Liberal.
Done.
Okay, done and done. 48 minutes after the hour. There he goes. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Food. Okay, let's, you know what? Sean's only here today and tomorrow. Let's focus on Hefe Comiskey. Could you tell this love story, a story of how great a love can be between Hefe and Dr. Marty's?
Yeah, he doesn't go for his kibble.
No.
So we had to get Dr. Marty's. And now he scarfs it up within 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just telling you. It's a little frightening. Do not get between you, your dog, and Dr. Marty's, because they may love you, but you may lose digits. I'm just telling you. It's real. You know why? Because it's real food. Yeah. Oh, my God. Sean, I admit to huffing it like paint. I open the bag and I just...
It really does smell good.
It does smell bad. Oh, my God. And when Bonnie kisses me after she eats it, oh, my God.
Mr.
So,
and Mrs. Kisses?
Mrs. Kisses. Of Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Thank you. Okay. That's like Rob and Trish of...
Rob and Trish.
Right. It's Mrs. Kisses of...
Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
That's right. You know, they get exposed to all my weirdness. There's no difference between when they're here and I'm here alone. Okay. It's just turkey, beef, duck, salmon, sweet potatoes, kale, spinach, blueberry. It's amazing. It's real food, and they go crazy for that raw, freeze-dried taste. You get all the convenience of kibble. They get all the goodness of the real homemade food. Right now, you get 54% off the best dog food in the world, Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Their best-selling treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, yes. Here she is, Stephanie Miller, host of The Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah, we got the group in the house tonight.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to with in the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you?
WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. She's just a cosmic girl. Oh, yeah. From another galaxy. Just living on my frequency.
She's cosmic. Welcome to behind the Stephanie Miller Music Hollywood Stories. I was saying how great Loot is with Maya Rudolph on Apple TV. And you were saying what a nice person she is. It's always nice to hear that she's a really
nice
person.
She's such a nice human. She's just such a sweet, sweet lady.
Aw. Anyway, because that Apple, it's all the shizzle now because Jody's mom, Carol Burnett, is in Palm Royale. And you won't believe what she did last night on this episode.
I have a whole back. With your name.
Oh, my God. With Kristen Wiig. Okay. It's a running joke this morning.
She doesn't even know what her mommy did on the show last night.
Okay. Let's go. Michael in Oakland. Oh, dear. This phone system. I'm just, you know
what? You're saving money.
There we go. Hi, Michael. Welcome.
Hi. So I was just listening to the Supreme Court arguments in the abortion ban case from Idaho. And it was kind of interesting. It was kind of interesting because the four female justices, the liberals, basically are literally tearing the Idaho advocate apart.
Good.
And pointing out the glaring problem with their law, which only requires emergency treatment that includes abortion if it's provable that the pregnant woman is going to die without the abortion. And they were saying, well, what about if it means that not getting the abortion will result in serious medical harm? And he was saying, well, that never really happens. Well, and they said, well, no, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm glad they're willing to play Russian roulette with women's lives. Like, what if you guess wrong how close someone is to death or not? You know, like, this is just so insane. It was it was like Politics Girl said to us. I still wake up not able to get my mind around that we are living in a world where the government is forcing women to stay pregnant.
To stay pregnant.
Against their will.
And they don't care about the fetuses, and they don't care about the babies once they're born, so they can F off.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you, Spicy Jody.
Well, I wasn't that spicy.
By the way, Spicy Jody shirts are fantastic and available
at BobSeska.com.
BobSeska.com. Okay. Marie in Atlanta. She's somewhat less spicy on this show.
Stupid FCC.
Hi, Marie.
I'll never lose you your FCC license.
Thank you.
No
worries.
Thank you. It won't be me.
Okay. Go ahead.
Regarding the hearing on the gag order, you know, when a judge tells a lawyer you're losing credibility. There's an underlying statement to that.
Yeah.
Your client, I know, is driving this truck.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of the passenger in it. But the problem is he can't make a promise or a representation that the judge feels like he can actually rely on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. One lawyer said I would feel my soul leave my body if a judge ever said that to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on day two. On day two of a criminal trial. Dear God. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos. Next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us to talk about tax cuts and then public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.